Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. A third night of unrest for Brooklyn Center in Minnesota following the police killing of Dante Wright. Protesters gathered around a police station, setting off fireworks, chanting and demanding justice. Fox's Mike Tobin is there.
We had a very thick crowd of demonstrators. I'd ballpark it at upwards of 2,000 people who were out there. They were ordered to disperse numerous times, with police telling them this is an unlawful assembly. If they hang around, they can be arrested. Ultimately, we saw all of these state troopers come out from the headquarters at the Brooklyn Center PD. They came out onto the street, and they slowly advanced this line. And as they're advancing the line, it appears to me that they're dropping off officers to prevent the demonstrators from running around, all of it coming on a very eventful day when we had the police chief submit his resignation, had Kim Potter, the former police officer at the center of this, submit her resignation as well.
The Washington County Attorney says he's reviewing the case and may have a decision whether to charge Officer Potter by today. The Biden administration says a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will not slow down the delivery of doses.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says the administration has been on a wartime footing,
which is why we purchased excess supply, so that we'd be ready for any contingency.
Zients says the federal government is working with state and local agencies to replace existing Johnson & Johnson appointments with doses of the two-shot Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. President Biden says there are enough doses for all adults.
So there's enough vaccine that is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas is suspending distribution of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines as the federal health officials investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots.
KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says it's a precautionary move.
We're putting a pause until which time the federal agencies, including those two, look hard at the numbers. The numbers of cases are quite small.
He adds that there have not been any reports of adverse reactions in Kansas. Meanwhile, in Sedgwick County, Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KSN News they had planned to administer 2,600 doses of the vaccine this week, which is roughly half of the J&J shots they have available.
We don't know after this week or last week what we received, when or if we would even receive additional Johnson & Johnson prior to this occurring.
She says that shortage is due to the production of the vaccine. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita's retirement system is in great shape.
That word from city manager Robert Layton.
The performance is exceptional, much better than the state systems, for instance, and really better than most of our peers.
The report stated that the actuarial value of assets funded ratio increased for the Wichita employees' retirement from 91 to 93% and increased for police and fire from 92 to 94%. In other business, the council approved a three-year, $150,000 contract with Quali Systems to develop a web platform and app that will assist local businesses with processes like licensing and registration. The Parks Department will receive $400,000 to fix the Swanson Footbridge and the patio at the Edgemore Rec Center. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
More testimony for the defense in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
Defense use of force expert Barry Broad contradicted the state's witnesses who testified that Derek Chauvin used a deadly force.
Would you agree that on the left-hand side it appears that Mr. Chauvin's knee is on the neck of Mr. Floyd?
No.
How about on the right?
No.
Broad also told jurors that the prone position wasn't dangerous to Floyd, and we heard from a friend of Floyd's who was in the car at the time of arrest, telling jurors that before police arrived, he was sleeping.
Tried to wake him up. They tried to wake him up. I tried to wake him up over and over.
The defense claims drugs in Floyd's system combined with a bad heart killed him, versus the state's contention that it was use of force. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The defense is expected to rest its case this week with closing arguments set for Monday. KNSS News time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's a Wednesday morning now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic accident already this morning. It happened about a half hour or so ago. It was north of Wichita, I-135, northbound, and it was up around 101st Street North, just north of there, actually. Two vehicles involved in it, and that still may be causing a bit of a slowdown up there. So, again, that's northbound, I-135, north of 101st. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool, dry start to the day, some high clouds begin to move into south-central Kansas. We should get to 62 later on this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, Charlo 41. Then again, mostly cloudy throughout the day tomorrow, our high just 57, with rain moving in Thursday night and Friday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 41 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. 6:12 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. We had a partly sunny day across south central Kansas Tuesday, mostly sunny. Wichita's high temperature was 60 degrees, and the normal high for the date was 67. On this date in 1912, the British liner RMS Titanic collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic at 11:40 p.m. ship's time and began sinking. The ship went under 2 hours and 40 minutes later with the loss of 1,514 lives. I think about 700 people made it out of there alive. Of course, we had several movies made about that.
It's Maiden Voyage.
Maiden Voyage. Titanic. This is the music from Titanic made a few years ago.
But 20.
It's been 20 years already.
22 years, yeah.
Wow. All right, the Titanic. We're going to talk about a little bit later on this morning about this date of April 14th and some of the amazing grim things that have happened.
There have been more than a few.
I've got three of them, though.
Worldwide happenings on this date. Yeah.
We'll be talking about that coming up here in a few minutes. Top Federal Reserve policymakers have underscored their concern that Black and Hispanic people are underrepresented in the economics field, which lessens the perspective that economists have can bring to key policy issues. If we don't have a diverse group of people in the field, we won't have the right topics to focus on, says Eric Rosengren, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. At a webinar sponsored by the 12 regional Fed banks, the officials and many outside economists addressed the problem. That discussion came the same day a study from the Brookings Institution reported the top ranks of the Federal Reserve System remain disproportionately white, particularly on the boards of the regional banks. They want to get more folks of the minorities persuasion in there.
I bet it's heavily white and heavily male.
Well, heavily male as well. Lots of guys in there. 6:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. All right, let's go ahead and talk about it this morning because also on this date, this is the date that Abraham Lincoln was shot.
Yeah.
The Titanic goes down. And on this date in 1865, the president shot. Ford's Theater, of course. The Civil War coming to an end, and he and his wife went out to celebrate and go to the theater that night.
It's Good Friday.
Good Friday, too. Wow. Yeah, quite a day. And if you've never been to Washington, you need to go. You can tour Ford's Theater. You can go across the street to the house where they took the president, where he later died. And it's a very moving thing. Have you been there? I know.
Yes.
Have you gone up the little tiny stairway up to the back of the box? Where?
Oh, yeah.
That is creepy, isn't it? Wow. Anyway.
Right where it all happened.
Oh. That's a must-see in Washington. Also, so 1912, the Titanic. 1865, the president was shot. 1965, the state of Kansas hanged Richard Hickok and Perry Smith for the 1959 In Cold Blood murders of Herbert Clutter, his wife Bonnie, their two children, Nancy and Kenyon, out west of Garden City, Kansas, where they were on death row for, well, the murder occurred in 1959, so they were on death row for a few years. But was there one more person hanged after that, or two more?
Not many.
In Kansas? I think these were next to the last. I think there were two more. And in 1965, that was the last time we did capital punishment in Kansas. Of course, Hickok and Smith, quite a duo there. Gosh, the other night, I'm trying to go to sleep, and Shelly's got In Cold Blood on TV. And I said, come on, honey. Don't watch that when you're trying to go to sleep and have a peaceful night. But, oh, what a disturbing film. What a disturbing book that Truman Capote wrote. And what a disturbing crime. Because I can remember that, Ted. One of the things, when I was just a youngster, but as a news story, whoa, that had an impact on me, well, on everybody. Because, you know, here's this a family murdered in their own home in western Kansas. Wow. So
nationwide news coming out of Finney County.
And then Truman Capote came in there a few years later and did his research, and what a book he wrote. Mm. All right, so this is the day, April 14th is a day of, what would you say, a fateful day?
Infamy.
Great.
I believe it's also the day the first game ever played at Boston's Fenway Park. I think the Boston Red Sox opened their new stadium that same day Titanic went.
Oh, is that right? The very same day? Yeah. Okay. Huh. All right. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning. It's kind of cool out there, 41 degrees. Let's take a look at sports. Leadoff sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Good action in Major League for the Kansas City Royals last night up at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the first-place Los Angeles Angels. This thing got tight. The Angels had the bases loaded in the top of the ninth inning, trailing by a run.
Ooh.
What would happen? You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Now the 0-2 pitch. In the dirt and block. Runner off the bag at third, and they throw him out. Perez, after blocking the pitch, caught the runner, Fletcher, off third base. Somebody yelled, probably Dozier. And Perez very quickly grabbed the ball, fired it down to Dozier, who applied the tag.
Some errant base running there?
Somebody picking a runner off third base.
Because you don't, that guy's arm, that Perez, you don't want to screw around.
No, you don't. And the ball caromed perfectly to him, and the Royals get a pickoff to end the game.
Wow.
Royals 3,
oh,
Angels 2.
That
was the end of the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Royals win it. Danny Duffy on the mound, now 2-0 on the season. He went 6 innings, only gave up a run, as the Angels leave 11 runners on base.
There's a story right there.
Not including the 12th guy that got picked off
to end
the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Royals and the Angels go at it again. It'll be a 1 o'clock game this afternoon on KFH to wrap up the 3-game series. Softball action yesterday at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. 20th-ranked Shockers beat Kansas City 4-3 as third baseman Riley Buck hit. She's a senior from Wellington. She hit the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Shockers are now second in the nation in home runs per game. They hit 3 more yesterday.
Wow.
So there you go. The Shockers are now on a 10-game winning streak. Shocker softball now 29-5 on the season. Boys basketball news in the City League. Steve Eck is the new head basketball coach at Capon Mount Carmel High School. Eck will head for Capon after his tenure finishes at Hutchinson Community College this season. They're playing in the national tournament, National JUCO tournament up in Hutchinson. Of course, Steve Eck is already a City League legend. During a decade at South High School in the 80s and 90s, his teams won 6 state championships and 10 straight City League titles.
No, unbelievable.
And now as a college coach in the last 25 years, he's won 2 JUCO national titles along the way. Steve Eck going back to the City League, coach at Capon. We have track and field action today as the 73rd version of the KT Woodman Classic gets underway at Cessna Stadium. That'll start at 12:30. One of the bigger track meets every spring. It involves high school and college athletes. College athletes will start that out today at 12:30 at KT Woodman. A little softball action yesterday. The Kansas softball team winning on the road, upsetting 18th-ranked Missouri 4-3. As the KU softball team gets its first win against Missouri in 12 years. Three-game winning streak now for KU softball. And in college baseball action, KU and K-State both won yesterday. The Kansas baseball team beat Air Force 13-3. Jayhawks won four of their last six. The K-State baseball team beat Northern Colorado 8-2 in Manhattan yesterday. And in college men's soccer, we have the KCAC semifinals are today. And here in Wichita, Friends University is hosting the number 2-ranked undefeated team in the nation, Oklahoma Wesleyan. That game will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Stryker Complex in northeast Wichita. And an interesting baseball note. 1 year ago on this day was supposed to be the first ever home game at Riverfront Stadium for the AAA Wichita Wind Surge. Whole season never got played, of course. And nope. Wind Surge still has not played yet at Riverfront Stadium. Yep. We're still about a month away from, hopefully, the home opener for the Wind Surge coming up as a AA team. AAA home opener would have been 1 year ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
So did your nephew graduate from Capen, or does he have one more year?
No, Logan's done.
Logan's done. You just missed by that much.
Yeah, missed us, Steve, by a year.
Wow. All right.
Would have been interesting. Yeah, so I've got no more basketball players.
No more in the pipeline, huh?
For the Crusaders.
All right. 6:22 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Do you know anyone who's gotten the COVID vaccine? Yes, Doctor, we know several people. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.